community opposition delayed or stopped roughly 75 data center projects worth about $130 billion in the first 3 months of 2026. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 4th, 2026. That $130 billion figure is the opener because it tells you this is no longer a niche protest. It's a structural problem for where the AI economy plans to live. The Wall Street Bets poster posted a raw damage report. They lost $107,000 in about 15 minutes trading SPX zero-day options. And the post has become a cautionary shrine for short-dated option risk on the subreddit. The concrete anchor is the $107,000 number and the timeline, which is exactly the sort of gamma shock retail traders warn about. And the thread's most practical responses were the usual: consider longer-dated options, structured spreads, and tighter position sizing. Watch this because zero DTE is still a factory for fast wins and faster pain. On the technology subreddit this morning, a student-teacher story caught fire. According to the viral thread, a private Snapchat vent about a bad day was reportedly escalated and police showed up at the school within an hour. The core fact there is the speed of escalation. Private message, right-pointing arrow, public attention, right-pointing arrow, law enforcement, in roughly 60 minutes. And the community debate centered on privacy, legal tools law enforcement can use, and the chilling effect on educators. Takeaway: social platforms' gray zones can become administrative problems very quickly.
From the stocks subreddit, a regulatory change in South Korea pushed retail flows out of single stock leveraged ETFs and into index inverse 2X products, with more than 1 trillion won dumped from single stock leverage on day one and about 500 billion won of net purchases into inverse index products. That shows how a narrow rule tweak can reroute risk without removing it. Regulators can close one door and traders just walk out the next. Watch this because leverage tends to migrate, not vanish, unless policy is broad and coordinated.
What changed? Communities across the U.S. have moved from grumbling in planning meetings to stopping projects worth tens of billions of dollars. And that matters because data centers aren't just boxes that host your photos. They are the physical backbone for generative AI and cloud services. And where those facilities get built shapes energy grids, water allocations, and local economies. According to a tracker cited by community groups, hundreds of organizations across 42 states have organized against new data center construction, and Brookings estimates that opposition affected roughly 75 projects worth about $130 billion in the first quarter of 2026, which is the concrete scale that explains why county boards, state regulators, and even federal agencies are being pulled into what used to be municipal planning disputes. The complaints themselves are granular and familiar. These facilities can draw massive amounts of electricity. They sometimes require millions of gallons of water for cooling. They change land use from agriculture or open space to industrial parks. And they can generate constant noise and traffic on otherwise quiet roads. That's not technophobia. That's accounting for the literal inputs and outputs of megawatt facilities in small communities. There's also a procedural complaint. Many residents say companies have used streamlined permitting and preemptive tax incentives to get projects over the line without the kind of environmental review and community consultation that a build of that scale warrants. One county meeting report described speakers being removed or arrested during public hearings in places ranging from California to Wisconsin, and law enforcement and intelligence summaries are now flagging in-person assemblies as potential flashpoints.
Corporate defenders answer with jobs, local tax revenue, and the national strategic need for capacity to host AI workloads. And there's a real trade. Delay those centers and you slow domestic AI rollouts. Ignore community costs and you create political and legal pushback that can be costlier in the long run. Practically, this dynamic is already reshaping corporate plans. Some builders are slowing rollouts. Others are shifting sites to states with clearer utility commitments or to international locations, and planners are watching utility transmission maps, water use permits, and county board calendars as closely as they watch chip supply chains. If you follow the threads on the technology subreddit, you'll see the debate split. Many commenters celebrate grassroots resistance and point to environmental risk, while others warn that every delayed project is capacity moved overseas or a missed economic opportunity. My read is blunt. The AI industry needs compute, and that compute needs a legal and civic landing strip. Finding a way to internalize community costs while still enabling responsible growth is the policy problem of the next 2 years. Linked to that physical tug of war is a corporate capital allocation story that could change what "where" even means for AI infrastructure. SpaceX, yes, the rocket and satellite firm, disclosed in its first public results that a majority of recent capital spending, roughly $7.7 billion according to reporting, has been directed into AI projects rather than rockets, and Wall Street immediately started asking whether investors will accept Starlink-era cash being plowed into massive compute ambitions. The specific numbers matter. Analysts had modeled mid-single-digit billions in revenue and substantial near-term losses for the company as it repositions, with one common estimate being about $6.9 billion in revenue and a loss before interest and taxes in the neighborhood of $1.5 billion for the quarter analysts were watching. Those are not small figures when you're funding expensive infrastructures like data centers, custom silicon, and global networking. What's notable here is the strategy. Instead of only building server racks inside terrestrial data centers, management is chasing a blended approach that includes cloud compute, specialized AI chips, and potentially novel infrastructure built around satellite connectivity, all of which signal that the topology of AI hosting is up for grabs. That's consequential for two reasons. First, if terrestrial sites are getting harder to permit, companies will accelerate alternatives, more on-prem solutions inside existing industrial campuses, more vertical integration, and yes, more interest in distributed architectures that lessen the local environmental footprint. We're already seeing investors price that possibility.
Second, when a company with a deep engineering culture and global ambition funnels billions into AI infrastructure, regulators and defense agencies start to ask sovereignty questions. Can we trust critical AI compute to remain under domestic control if commercial incentives push builds offshore? Some federal actors have already flagged concern about important infrastructure being concentrated in a handful of places, and owning domestic capacity, whether via onshore foundries, data centers, or specialized compute networks, is now squarely in policy conversations about national competitiveness. Reddit reactions split predictably. In the stocks community, users praise the bold capital deployment as a potential long-term optionality play, while elsewhere people worried the firm was diversifying away from its core competency at a scale that increases execution risk. The practical signal for listeners is this: capital follows returns. And when local politics constrains returns in one geography, expect both markets and entrepreneurs to innovate around the constraint, sometimes by changing where compute sits, and sometimes by inventing new architectures that require less local power and water.
These two threads, civic pushback to ground infrastructure and corporate reallocation of capital toward alternative AI hosting, interact in a way that is underappreciated in headline debates about AI progress. If you only measure model counts, you miss the supply chain reality. Models need racks. Racks need power and water, and those resources are governed locally. The Brookings and Data Center Watch numbers give you the scale of the citizen response. The SpaceX capital figures give you one example of how firms react when the usual real estate model bumps into civic friction. Watch for three specific next moves. One, more formal planning frameworks at state or federal level that either streamline or tighten oversight for large compute projects. We already see bills and hearings on transmission upgrades and water allocations. Two, corporate playbooks that favor modular, low-impact compute.
immersion cooling that uses closed loops, reclaimed water contracts, or co-locations inside existing industrial footprints. These technical choices make siting less politically fraught. And three, a possible geopolitical tilt. If domestic permitting becomes slow and uncertain, build decisions will factor in not just cost and latency, but also permitting risk, which advantages countries with faster permitting or different environmental trade-offs. Reddit threads are right to flag the emotional stakes, noisy meetings, tearful testimony, arrest reports, but the structural story is procurement and planning. Who pays for transmission upgrades? Who signs off on use permits? And who gets the long-term tax benefits? That's stuff you can influence at the county board level, but it's also stuff that will alter where the next generation of AI actually runs.
Finally, a quick practical note for listeners who care about markets. These dynamics create a non-trivial risk for companies that count on rapid, cheap capacity expansion to hit revenue milestones. If you're modeling an AI infrastructure company, add sensitivity to permitting timelines, local utility upgrades, and politically driven delays. If a firm has a plan that assumes immediate grid upgrades or unlimited water access, stress test for a year-long delay on those inputs. On the other side, firms that are building around the constraint, whether through onshore vertical integration, renewable energy pairings, or lower water cooling, may look expensive today, but could earn durable returns if they solve the siting problem at scale. The Reddit conversations capture this in raw form. Tech skeptic threads celebrate local victories, stock threads sharpen the margin implications, and policy threads start drafting rules before projects even break ground. Put those together and you see how an environmental protest in a small town can ripple up to corporate cap tables and national tech strategy. If local pushback keeps trimming domestic capacity, we'll see not only higher costs for AI hosting, but also a strategic scramble. Who gets to decide where the backbone of AI lives? I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype.